This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. He was known to many across the world as an American University of Beirut professor who spent more than 6 years as a hostage in the late 1980s. But to many in northern Colorado, Tom Sutherland was known as a kind, gracious man, a quiet benefactor of the arts, and a good friend. The Colorado State University professor emeritus passed away Friday night in his Fort Collins home. He was 85. Here to talk with me about Sutherland and his legacy, a legacy that touched all of us here at KUNC, is President and CEO Neil Best, along with Wendy Ishii, founding artistic director of Bob Blue Theater in Fort Collins and a longtime friend of Sutherland's. Welcome to both of you. And I want to mention right off the bat, I had the opportunity to meet Tom and his wife Jean for dinner. I found him to be incredibly congenial and just an incredibly interesting person. For those who never met him, though, Wendy, can you describe what Tom Sutherland was like as a person?
He was very, very funny. He had a sometimes quite bawdy sense of humor. And he was just someone who had an absolute exhilarating, boundless love of life. He was the best raconteur I've ever met. I could listen to his stories all day long, and sometimes did, because he loved to tell stories, and they were absolutely fascinating and riveting. And he was also a born teacher. One of the regrets in my life is that I never was a student of his. I can imagine how wonderful it was to sit in his classes and learn, you know, scientific difficult topics, because I know he would have threaded them with such storytelling ability and humor. And that's, you know, just as in theater, that's the best way for people to learn.
Of course, one of the many things he'll be remembered for is his great love of the arts. With a multi-million dollar settlement that he received following his ordeal, he was able to give a great deal of financial support to a number of nonprofits in the area, including KUNC. Can you tell me more about the impact of that here in northern Colorado?
Oh, he's had an enormous impact, and as has the whole Sutherland clan. When Tom got the settlement, instead of going and building a big house somewhere or going to Dubai or wherever, he really gave back to this community, to the symphony and the opera and Open Stage, and Larimer Chorale was a great favorite of his, and Bob Blue Theater, where I am. He said one of the things that helped him through captivity was the arts, and because that's how we make sense out of life, you know, through stories and through the arts. And they, I think he knew the profound importance of that, and so he wanted to give back to this community and beyond to help sustain them so that generations to come can have a better comprehension of what this thing called life is.
Right. And of course, I think many people across America knew him as the professor who spent more than 6 years as a hostage in the 1980s. Neil Best, I want to ask you, what did he say about that time in his life and, you know, moving beyond it?
Well, I'm visiting with Tom and with Jean. No bitterness. That's what always strikes me, is absolutely no bitterness in moving forward. We talk about his generosity in terms of dollars for the community, but his generosity with human beings. And I one time asked him, I said, so people kept you chained up and mistreated for years, and your thoughts about them? And he said, oh, I don't have any bitterness. I don't worry about that. And I honestly don't believe in his heart of hearts he did. Mm-hmm. He simply, it was something that happened in life, and he learned from it. He grew from it. He did tell me that the one luxury they were allowed was to listen to the BBC, and his lifelong love of radio and the spoken word. And he could also quote certain Scottish poets at great length.
Wendy, it sounds like you've heard some of that too.
All you need to do is mention Bobby Burns and...
He's off and running.
Indeed. Wendy, let me ask you, what would you like the world to remember about Tom Sutherland?
Oh, I think he was such a humanitarian. You know, as Neil said, there was no bitterness in the man. And I think that for someone to have gone through the incredibly difficult times that he did and emerge with such an unsurpassed generosity of spirit is a legacy that will live on and that we should all strive to emulate.
Neil?
I like to think he was my friend, and he was an inspiration. If you Google Tom Sutherland, you're going to get Beirut hostage, et cetera, et cetera. I would like to think that if you were to Google kindness and generosity, you would see Tom Sutherland.
Oh, yes.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yep. That was Wendy E. Shee, founding artistic director of Ba Blue Theater and longtime friend of the Sutherlands, and Neil Best, KUNC's president and CEO.